99 Bottles of Beer by Zane Williams. And well, after an introductory track like that, we could only be talking about beer, of course, next on Travel Writers Radio. Kirsty Bedford caught up with Steve Jeffers, who's one of the founders of, I'll have to say the word again, the Great Australasian Beer Spectacular, which is coming up at Melbourne's Royal Exhibition Buildings next month.
Craft beer and food festivals are springing up all over the country, but few can claim the success of the Great Australasian Beer Spectacular. What started as little more than a backyard pub concept by owners of the Tap House pubs 6 years ago has grown into an event attracting thousands of people, with leading brewers attending from all over Australia and the world, live roaming entertainment, food stalls and brewery stands. The event now takes place at the Royal Exhibition Building in Melbourne, the Australian Technology Park in Sydney, and will this year for the first time cross the ditch to New Zealand's biggest city, Auckland. We're joined today by co-founder of the festival, Steve Jeffers. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon, Kirsty. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a bit about why you think the event when it started was so popular and what makes it so unique.
Well, I think it's reflective of a whole trend across the beer market throughout Australia, and we're kind of following the trends in the United States where craft beer, to the surprise of many people, has exploded in popularity, and now I think there are two breweries every day opening across the United States. So they've got more than 4,500 breweries there now, and we're just I think following in that trend. And I guess in some ways I got to look into the future when I was based in Los Angeles in the year 2000 working in the film industry, and I happened to be a rusted on mainstream beer drinker who was introduced by my landlady to craft beer. And I think Australia is just really catching up on that, and that's reflected very much in the growth of craft beer here, both on the mainstream craft level, such as Yak and Coopers and James Squire and the like, but it's also across the independent craft beer brewers across the country. There's massive interest in that, and there's no sign of it slowing down. I don't think it's a trend. I think it's a shift in consumer behaviour, much as they have changed their behaviour with regards to coffee and food and those sort of commodities.
Tell us a bit about the Spectacular and how you started that and what your ideas were in regards to getting brewers to create something really new and different.
Well, the tap houses have been going for about 8 and 9 years respectively in Melbourne and Sydney, and we've always had lots of beer events, and the tentpole events, if you like, each season were what we called Spectaculars. And back in early 2011, we thought a good idea for a theme for the summer Spectacular would be to tap into, pardon the pun, to our relationships with the country's best brewers and ask them if they would just release a one-off beer, which they were increasingly doing anyway, but if they would just launch them all on the one day at the one event, we thought it would be a pretty exciting thing to do. And we expected it to be successful, but we didn't really understand how successful it did turn out to be. And Guy, my business partner, and I had been looking at ideas that we could, I guess, bring our passion for beer to a bigger audience than simply the tap houses could allow us. And the success of the very first Gabs at the tap houses really was a bit of a light bulb moment. And we then took it to the Age newspaper thinking we might get a little bit of contra advertising, and they offered us a really generous package which emboldened us to take it to the Royal Exhibition Building. And that's where the very first Gabs, if you like, outside of the tap houses, was run in May 2012 as part of Melbourne's Good Beer Week. And we thought we might get, I think, 5,000 or 6,000 people was the best case scenario, and we got about 8,000 in the first year. And I think every year we've set ourselves a very ambitious challenge of making the event significantly and discernibly better than the previous year. And I think that combined with the growing interest in craft beer in the community has seen the event grow fairly rapidly, not just in size. This year between Melbourne, Sydney and Auckland, we're forecasting between 28 and 33,000 people. But it's also in terms of what we're actually offering at the event. When the very first event, we had, I think, about 60 what we call festival beers made especially for the event by the best brewers across Australia and New Zealand. This year, we've got about 450 beers at the event, of which 120 are made just for the event. So it's grown in many, many different ways.
And tell us about those beers, because they incorporate some pretty incredible ingredients. I know in the past you've had things like everything from desserts, coriander, chocolate? What sorts of things are being put in the beers?
Well, the only rule to brewers is that it must be a beer that the brewery has never released before. That's the basic rule. Now, some brewers make traditional styles, but the punters and the media in particular love the weird and wacky beers, if you like. They're very newsworthy because the brewers are using often very obscure and interesting ingredients or interesting brewing processes. So you're right, there's been all sorts of fruit. There's one year there was a Christmas tree that was used in a beer. This year there is a beer that's been fermented using the lint from a brewer's belly button. I'm giving you some of the more obscure examples, and the vast majority of them are actually really interesting and good beers. Yes, there are some misses, but we're asking the brewers to walk a tightrope, because usually when they brew a beer to send to market, they have a process of refining it. This is an opportunity where they can kind of... There's no commercial imperative to sell this beer beyond Gabs, and a lot of them take the opportunity to brew something really interesting. And there is plenty of stories of beers that were intended to be a one-off at Gabs that have gone on to achieve significant success, both critically but also commercially.
Yes, and I don't know about a beer made from the lint of someone's belly button going commercial, but in saying that, I know that there has been obviously a lot of success with them, and some of them taste really great. Again, I personally wouldn't try that one, but I know that in the past there's been some beers made from beautiful ingredients, and they taste incredible. In fact, didn't one brewer created a beer in their dream and then turned it into a Mexican style?
That's right. A couple of girls. That's one of the success stories. The girls from Two Birds Brewing in Spotswood in Melbourne, they brewed a beer called Taco, which was inspired by their trip to San Diego and conceived on a flight between San Diego and Los Angeles. And they intended that to be only a one-off, and it's got corn and coriander and wheat and lime. And after the Gabs event, it was so popular that there was a social media campaign with the hashtag Release the Taco. And under pressure from all quarters, they eventually did that. And to cut a long story short, it's now one of the most successful beers that they produce. And it's been a great success. Another one, more recent one, is Melbourne brewery La Sirene made a beer out of with a Belgian praline chocolate. And again, that was intended to be only a one-off or low infrequent brew at best. And that has gone on to not only be very successful commercially, but critically, it's been a much lauded beer as well. And I could rattle off a few of those, but it's a great platform for brewers. Gabs is a great platform for brewers to put something out there. And it's really exciting for us and for the brewers when you have some of these beers that really cut through.
So tell us a little bit about the events that are happening this year. So Melbourne, obviously, back at the Royal Exhibition Building, which is a stunning building, and you've got some exciting things happening in there this year, haven't you?
Yeah, as I said before, we always kind of try and raise the bar as much to keep it interesting for the punters, it's to keep us interested. And so this year, I think there's probably about six or eight really new elements to the event. Obviously, we've got the 120 new festival beers, so no one will have tasted those beers, so that keeps the beer fans casual and hardcore happy. This year, for the first time, we've introduced festival ciders. So there are 10 ciders that are being made just for Gabs by the best craft cider producers around Australia. We're introducing a Ferris wheel, an 18-metre high Ferris wheel for the first time is going installed under the dome inside the Royal Exhibition Building, which we're very excited about. We also we've worked with one of the best brewers in Australia, Feral Brewing from the Swan Valley outside of Perth. They've done an interesting thing, which is tapping into the trend across global craft brewers into barrel aging beer. So they've made the same beer, and then they, for the last 8 to 10 months, they've aged that beer in 8 barrels that have previously been to the home of Shiraz and bourbon and tequila and the like. And the people will have the opportunity to try basically the same beer that's been altered through the barrel aging process in these different barrels. So that's very exciting. We've got better food than ever before. We've got now 70 breweries which are exhibiting at the event. We've got in Melbourne, we have the Australian International Beer Awards, which are the second biggest beer awards, or I think one of the biggest beer awards in the world. That those awards are given out the night before Gabs at a big gala event in Melbourne for the industry. And now this year, punters will be able to try the gold, many of the gold-winning beers from all around the world at the AIBA stand. We're also doing tours, so timeout tours allow people of various levels of interest in craft beer to actually have tour guides that'll take them around and introduce them to a variety of beers that meet their expectation, if you like, and their palate. And that's really exciting. And then for the first time, people will be able to buy beer using the Gabs apps. So we have very popular apps that really have a lot of tools to help people navigate through their choices. And this year, with our partners, Dan Murphy's, people will be able to buy, I believe, up to about 50% of the beers that are going to be available at the exhibitor stands. People will be able to just simply order them on the app and have them delivered. If it's over $100, they'll be able to have it delivered to their home. So there's lots of things like that. And I guess one of the most exciting things is we're doing our first ever variety pack. So of the festival beers that are made just for the event, six of them have been bottled, especially for a variety pack that's we're going to sell straight after Gabs through Dan Murphy's stores and online. So there's a whole rake of stuff. Yes. There's more as well, but I know you're running out of time.
We are running out of time, and we could talk about it for hours. It's a fantastic event. And so give us the dates and the website of the event, Steve.
Tickets can be bought via the website, which is gabsfestival.com, G-A-B-S-festival.com. There are discounts of up to 15% for group bookings, or what we call beer buddies, so that's proving very popular. The dates at the Royal Exhibition Building in Melbourne is May 20, 21 and 22. The following weekend at the Australian Technology Park in Everly, Sydney is on May 27 and 28. And our first Gabs Auckland is happening on June 18 at the ASB Showgrounds in Green Lane, Auckland.
Fantastic. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you during or after the event and seeing how it all goes this year. Thanks for your time, Steve.
Thanks very much for giving me the opportunity to talk about it.